Hey guys, I just wanted to give a quick shout out to my brother Zach. It was his birthday yesterday, and I just wanted to give him a shout out before this episode started. Zach, I love you, bud. Happy birthday, and I hope to see you very, very soon.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk covering every team in the NHL. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Hey Stars fans, it's Jeff Kay, public address announcer for your Dallas Stars, and you're listening to Starcastic Remarks, part of the Hockey Podcast Network. Go Stars!
Hey guys, welcome back to Starcastic Remarks. My name is Ryan Chambers. It's just me here tonight as we get started back with the 2024-2025 season. We are the Dallas Stars podcast, the official one of THPN. That promo code is THPN. The next time you go and use DraftKings Sportsbook, they've been our sponsor for a long time. And as always, we appreciate them. Dallas Stars get the win tonight by a final score of 4-2 over the New Jersey Devils as they begin a 3-game road trip out on the West or the East Coast. Excuse me. Thank you guys so much for tuning in here live here tonight. Since it is just me tonight, y'all leave your comments down on the comment box below, and I will absolutely be getting to those here later tonight. Like I said, Dallas Stars get the win here tonight, a 4-2 win over the New Jersey Devils. Lots of things to talk about in this game here this evening, but honestly, let's just start with a couple of the big takeaways. Obviously, for me, I was very interested to see how this game was going to go alongside all of these other giant high-scoring games that we saw here today. I think the Capitals kind of completely bludgeoned the Penguins into the ground. I think they put up 8 on them. The Minnesota, I believe Minnesota also had a very large game when it came to the offensive side. And for a while, I didn't see that out of this game. For the longest time, it was 2-0. And a lot of that is due to Casey DeSmith. So no surprise to me that Casey DeSmith gets the start here tonight, considering that Jake Oettinger has been away. And yeah, he didn't really play much in the Four Nations tournament, but you know, it's probably still on a little bit of an emotional high based off of that game from Thursday against Canada when he was on the bench. But nonetheless, he's still there, and just, it's hard to come back from a game like that with it was a playoff atmosphere. That game was so awesome. But DeSmith was fantastic tonight. I mean, you could see numerous times here in the game this evening whether it was Jack Hughes, whether it was Timo Meier, that huge save he made on Timo Meier in the second period. Who else? Hamilton had numerous shot attempts and shots on goal tonight where he could have scored, and Casey DeSmith said no. And for the longest time, I honestly believed he was going to get the shutout here tonight. But that's just the thing with Dallas Stars goalies. As good as Dallas Stars goalies are, they're just not allowed to have shutouts. I don't know why, but that's just the thing. Anyways, he was the biggest takeaway for me tonight, just how steadfast he was. He makes 31 saves in the effort, and he was absolutely crucial in fending off the Devils' late-game surge especially. And again, it just kind of underscores the fact that the Stars, it didn't matter who they seemed to have, whether it was Wedgewood, whether it's Otter, obviously with DeSmith here tonight, but they always continue to get, you know, stellar goaltending despite who they have. And despite their defending tonight, I don't know how I feel about the defending here tonight. And that's kind of my second takeaway. Not really my second takeaway, but it's part of my second takeaway. My second takeaway was the 4-minute power play that we got was a bad thing tonight. I don't understand. It was weird. And this has happened a couple of times this season where the Stars have gotten a power play, and it has not only have they not scored on said power play, but they have also allowed the other team to gain momentum off of their team's penalty kill And that kind of started here tonight. Again, I believe that was this turning point of the game a little bit for the Stars, was the fact that they weren't able to score on that 4-minute power play. It did not look good compared to the power play goal they did get in the first period. And then after that, it was a lot of defensive play and mostly just great goaltending from Casey DeSmith. So that's my second takeaway from this game here tonight, was the fact that, you know, that was kind of the turning point. Now, to kind of jump from, you know, rock to rock here a little bit, let's be honest, it is the first game after a really long break. So they haven't played for a lot. You know, Hartley looked really good tonight, as always. That's to be expected, and especially coming off of the Four Nations tournament, where he was a surprise call up for Team Canada, and everyone was wondering, who's this Hartley guy? He continues to be really good. They obviously showed the graphic here tonight, where with him, Makar, and Darlene on the screen, and he's got 7 points in his last 8 games. He's leading the Stars a nice time with a little over 24 minutes, and he's, you know, we've talked about on this podcast, and me specifically, is Hartley starting to become like the number one guy over Miro Heiskanen? I think that's kind of a little bit of a hot take to talk about, but at the same time, he has slowly and incrementally showed that he can be a number one defenseman in this league. And especially with Miro being out, he has shown that he can do this stuff, and he can do it quite well, whether it's on the defensive side or on the offensive side as of late. And with Miro being out, he's really had to take that mantra of number one defender. And not only has he been given all the minutes on the power play, which, you know, was mostly Miro's to begin with, but he's also playing some penalty kills still as well. So it's allowed the Stars to kind of put him out there in all situations. And if there's another good defenseman that is as well-rounded as Thomas Hartley is, I want him on our team, because Hartley has been fantastic for the last, I guess, since January 31st, when the injury to Miro Heiskanen happened, which is what the graphic said. So again, hats off to Thomas Hartley, who continues to be amazing as well. As far as goals here tonight, we talked about Thomas Hartley getting a goal here tonight on the power play. Also, the Dallas Stars getting goals from none other than Wyatt Johnston, getting the weird one, the empty net shorthanded goal because of the penalty that Labushkin took here tonight. And then also getting one from Matt Duchene and also from Evgeny Dodonov. And let's talk about Dodonov here for just a split second. Dodonov, again, I've been one of the guys that has been talking about him for probably the duration of the season as the biggest surprise in terms of expectation. We expected the oldest guy on the roster in Dodonov to be like a fourth line guy. And despite that expectation coming into the season, that has been anything but. He has played on the first line, he's played on the second, the third, and the fourth line just throughout the duration of the season. And he's on a record goal pace right now for his Stars tenure. He's absolutely been fantastic. And he gets the scoring started here tonight on, it's just a simple play. It's nothing major, but he's consistently done that throughout this season. And again, not to the level of like Roope Hintz or Jason Robertson, but his expectation is not to score a whole bunch of goals, and he's going to get 20 this year. I firmly believe that he will get there. So hats off to Evgeny Dodonov again. And, you know, fingers crossed. I understand the whole political landscape with the Russian-Ukraine war and all that sort of stuff, but I really hope that Russia is allowed to play in the Olympics, mostly for players like Evgeny Dodonov. I think it's possible he could play a role in the bottom six for Russia in terms of their forward group. I mean, if he continues playing like this for the next year or so, he absolutely could be doing that. So that's one player that, you know, surprisingly could be in the Olympics next year for the Dallas Stars. It's still unlikely, but we'll have to wait and see. In terms of Matt Duchene kind of goes straight on to where he finished off at the end of the season before the break. He's just been excellent. I think he is actually leading the Stars in goals now, if I remember correctly. I don't have that information in front of me quick enough. So, yes, he did. He did. So he's got his 23rd of the season from Jamie Benn. It was just a great, and especially the response that the Stars had, because they've been doing this quite a lot as of late, and the way that they respond after a really, you know, after giving up a goal, that's something that a lot the good teams do really, really well, is responding. And that ends up being the game winner tonight against a really good New Jersey Devils team. So just, again, hats off to Matt Duchene and his play tonight, the goal that he gets, and the Stars' offense for the response that they had after Jack Hughes finally gets one behind Casey DeSmith. So it was mostly a defensive stalwart for a majority of the game until that third period happened. And then in about 100 seconds, there were three goals, two by Jack Hughes, one by Matt Duchene. And Jack Hughes, who wasn't all of that, I don't want to say he was bad, but he was just kind of like Robin Hintz was for Team Finland. Hughes was kind of invisible, ghost-like. And he was not ghost-like tonight. He had a lot of shots. He gets two goals here tonight, so great for Jack Hughes. But for the most part, the Dallas Stars take care of business tonight. It wasn't the best game in the world for the Stars, but you have to remember, again, it's the first game after a long break. Some of the Stars' best players were over in Boston or Montreal, wherever it was, and especially Thomas Harley and Jake Oettinger coming off the emotional high of that championship game. It's going to get better as the Stars push to the playoffs, as the thumbnail kind of gave you an idea of if you clicked on this video here this evening. In terms of game stats, shots on goal were quite high for the Devils, 33-26. That's actually quite rare that the Dallas Stars give up that many shots on goal, but that's just the way that the Devils play as well. That they're a very high volume shooting team. 12-9 in the first, 11-9 in the second, and then 10-8 in the third. And that leads that total to 33-26. So the Stars were outshot in every period. The first period was the Stars' best period. The second period was good until they got the double minor power play. So it's good for the Stars to play there, but they just need to be a little bit more consistent as they go through. I hope that's something that we see as we get closer and closer to the end of the regular season. Not really a noteworthy thing, but kind of interesting that all the players that took penalties for the Dallas Stars tonight were defensemen. Ilya Lyubushkin takes two, Cody Ceci takes one, and Thomas Harley takes one. So kind of a weird stat for you if you want to take a look at that. Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Have you played Pick 6 from DraftKings yet? What are you waiting for? You better get on it. The playoffs are here and time is running out. As the official daily fantasy sports partner of the NFL, DraftKings does fantasy sports like no one else. Play for better payouts on Pick 6. It's super easy to get started. Select two or more players, choose if they'll have more or less of a stat, like touchdowns, yardage, sacks, and more. Pick 6 is available in most states, including Missouri, California, Texas, Georgia, and more. And DraftKings is making it even sweeter for first-timers. New Pick 6 customers pay $5, get $50 in Pick 6 credits. Win more cash on Pick 6. Download the DraftKings Pick 6 app and use code THPN. That's code THPN for new customers to play $5, get $50 in Pick 6 credits. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org in Connecticut. Must be 18 plus. Age and eligibility restrictions vary by jurisdiction. Pick 6 not available everywhere, including New York and Ontario. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Bonus awarded as non-withdrawable pick six credits that expire in 30 days. Limited time offer. See terms at picksix.draftkings.com/promos. We still see Dumba in the lineup here tonight. I was a little surprised of that. I was kind of hoping to see Smith out there and maybe Bishop playing on the other side. But I thought the D pairings were okay here tonight. They were kind of meh. The forward groupings were still pretty good. But again, just after that double minor power play that they got, it wasn't great. And again, that's just going to get better. And to kind of wrap it up before I get to some of y'all's comments, DeSmith is the one. He is the absolute difference maker in the game here tonight. So he's fantastic. And if it wasn't for him, the Stars don't win this game, in my personal opinion. Yeah, he gives up two goals. But again, to Jack Hughes, and they didn't even happen until the third period. So hats off to DeSmith. He's probably going to get I'll just go ahead and say it. He's going to get my biggest winner here tonight. He absolutely deserves all the accolades that he's getting. And he's getting, you know, a lot of the accolades on a really team-friendly deal. Speaking of team-friendly deals, Matt Duchene leading the Stars in goals, still on that one-year, $3 million deal. Man, I hope they keep him around. I just don't know what he wants to do. And maybe he signs a long-term deal with the Stars in the offseason. I don't know. But again, Wyatt Johnson has to have a contract. And we'll get to all of that after the playoffs. I'm not really worried about that all that much. Okay, let's get to – oh, I guess I should do Biggest Loser here tonight. Biggest Loser tonight is Timo Meier. The face that he made after DeSmith completely robbed him, that just absolutely sucks. And they have had a lot of troubles, the New Jersey Devils forwards has as of late in scoring goals. And that's just been a thing that's even before the break that they've had issues with since Christmas. So it was, again, quite strange to see a team filled with all of these really young guys who can really score goals, like Nico Hischier and Timo Meier and Dawson Mercer, I would throw onto that list as well. And the only guy that gets goals here tonight is Jack Hughes. And when you only score two goals in the NHL, that normally doesn't get you a win. Stars get four here tonight by a lot of their big players, Duchene being the biggest one. And again, Casey DeSmith, just absolutely excellent. Let's get to some of y'all's comments here this evening. Nate saying the Stars at night are big and bright deep in the heart of Texas. Always keeping up with the tradition of making sure that comment gets in an after-game review. We also seeing him saying Jack Hughes really sucked that bad at Four Nations just to show up tonight. He was really good in the game here tonight, had a lot of chances. And again, the two goals kind of show for that. I agree with you. I don't think that he sucked that bad at Four Nations. It's just that when you have all of those good players around, it's kind of hard to stand out sometimes. But he really is one of the premier forwards for the United States. So we kind of expected to see him a little bit more in the Four Nations tournament. We didn't really. Brandon saying, yes, let's go Stars, miss the boys playing together. Yes, it was fun to see the boys get back in the swing of things here tonight. It was I've missed Stars hockey. As much as I love the Four Nations tournament, it was great to see this tonight. The one thing I am surprised about, though, guys, is how quickly they restarted the NHL season. Especially after the championship game that was between Canada and the U.S., they only get one day, and then they have to turn around, and almost everybody played here tonight. I think 28 of the 32 teams played tonight, and then there's a good chunk of them playing again tomorrow, which includes the Stars. So maybe on the next go-around, when they do the World Cup of Hockey, they put a little bit more of a break for those best-on-best players. I mean, at least 2 days, right? Like, give them a day to enjoy their win if they won the tournament, and then another day for travel back to their prospective teams, or whether they're going on the road or whatever. I would hope for better from the NHL when they do the World Cup of Hockey in 2028, I think is when they're doing it. Someone correct me if I'm wrong. SCOR, score, great goalie play. Yes, both goalies were actually excellent tonight. You know, Jake Allen made some huge saves here tonight, and that's something I kind of overlooked a little bit here in the game is even though he gave up three, he made some enormous stops. And Matt Duchene kind of the goal he got was kind of retribution for getting stoned by Allen earlier in the period. So, okay, let's see what else we got here. Brandon also saying, let's go, Ryan. Thank you. Appreciate it. D. Smith was a stud. Yeah, again, more goalie talk. Brandon Perkins saying, let's go, WCC. He's talking about the Who Cares Club. I'll put a shameless plug here at the end of the episode about the WCC. Let's see. Nate also saying, without Heischer and Bratt, Jack Hughes, not that good. I don't know. He's still a pretty good player. I just think he's new to the international stage, as is a lot of the younger guys that are like 30 and under, just because the NHL has not participated a lot in these international tournaments like this. So I think he will get better as he gets the Olympics down and the World Cup of Hockey that they're going to do every 2 years between the Olympics. So that's going to be great to see. He'll get better. Brandon saying, I come from a family of Devils fans. He by himself is a stud, just not in the playoffs or when physicality ramps up. And I'm assuming he's talking about Jack Hughes there because of Nate's comment. We as Stars fans, we can kind of make a similar comparison to Robertson a little bit, mostly in the playoffs. We saw 2 years ago, Robertson was completely invisible. And if anything, kind of bad. And then last year we saw the points kind of dropped for Jason Robertson. He was more of a team guy, but in the playoffs, the physicality ramped up for Jason Robertson. So that's something that Jack Hughes can kind of learn from is look at Jason Robertson as an example. And I don't know, maybe we'll see Robertson kind of take that next step. Dodonov might be Nil's best trade ever. Maybe, I don't know. There's a lot of trade that Nil. There's a lot of trades that Nil has made over the years. I still think that Tyler Seguin, the trade that he made early on that sent Erickson to the Boston Bruins was probably his best deal. But he's also made trades for Spezza and for Patrick Sharp. And then in that same Sharp trade, Stephen Johns was a part of that. That was supposed to be a guy that was going to play with Miro for a while, and that didn't work out the way that he or Stars fans wanted it, but there's a lot of good trades that Nil has made over the years. Dodonov is definitely up there, but those trade probably I'd say at least top five, maybe top three. Mato, haven't watched the game yet, but couldn't miss being with y'all. Go Stars. Thank you, Mato. I appreciate you being here, man. Let's look at more of Nate's comments. Taking over the head road warrior, how does Nashville let him go? Yes. I'm not sure what he's talking about there, but Nate, let me know what you're talking about there. Essa averaged 27 minutes time on ice. He was ridiculous here again tonight, and I was listening to the DLLS guys talk earlier about how ridiculous he was at the Four Nations tournament. And the fact that he leads every defenseman in the NHL in terms of time on ice when it comes to the PK. It's just normal for the fact that he plays that much on the PK. It's just an expectation at this point. It's not even fantastic, I guess. And, you know, there's a lot of Stars fans that overlook Esa Lindell to a certain extent. So he deserves so much praise. And this is a guy that just recently signed an extension, an Esa Lindell, and took a pay cut. He still makes about $5 million, but it's less than he was making with his last contract. So, Jim Nill just ridiculous with the signings and the unselfishness of some of these guys that Jim Nill finds. Ryan Gardner, oh, thank you so much for the super chat, sending $4.99 my way. Ryan, just because your name is Ryan, also thanks for the great job as always. Go Stars. Well, Ryan, I really appreciate it, man. And stay safe up there in the skies, if you know what I mean. More comments from Nate. Oh, here we go. He's talking about Duchene. Okay, that makes a lot of sense there. Yes, absolutely. I think the reason why a lot of people were so down on Matt Duchene was just because of the cap hit that he was making in Nashville, I mean, was over $8 million. The way that he's playing with the Stars, he's absolutely worth that $8 million. But the way that he was playing in Nashville, it was probably not worth that to the Nashville Predators. And obviously they didn't think so because they bought him out. So I don't know if they're necessarily regretting that decision, but at the contract that he's at right now for the Stars, they probably are at least. And as the Road Warrior, yes. Okay. And then that Bischel hit on Mercer was chef's kiss, yes. And he's had a couple of those the last couple of weeks. Who was it? The hit against St. Louis. Was it? I think it was Braden Shen. I almost said Brady Shen. Braden Shen. And the laughing and the smiling that was going on between Shen and Ben on the Stars bench. That was awesome to see. Nate, biggest loser, Team USA, wondering where that Jack Hughes was the whole time. Again, that Jack Hughes was missed tremendously in the Four Nations tournament. And then Brandon, a great start coming out of the break for everybody, not just the Four Nations players. Yes, and it was kind of obvious to look at the Four Nations tournament players. And you know what I'm talking about is the guys who participated in it. It was really obvious to see the fact that they had a step on everybody else here. I mean, you could see that with Jesper Brad a little bit, with Jack Hughes, obviously. He gets two goals tonight. Thomas Harley looked great again here tonight. It's just going to take some time again for the other guys to kind of ramp up. Although I don't think it's going to take as much as the beginning of the season, I guess I should say. The Stars get a lot of chance to do that over the next couple of days here. They got three games of 4 days. They've got the Islanders tomorrow. That starts at, I believe, 6:30, and then they play on Tuesday again. They're going to play against the Columbus Blue Jackets and Zach Werenski, who, speaking of Team USA, was fantastic for Team USA. So Zach Werenski over there for the Columbus Blue Jackets. By the way, just a random side tangent, I'm really rooting for the Columbus Blue Jackets. I really hope that they make it into the playoffs. That would just be an absolute cool story. And if there's another team that I'm rooting for to win the Stanley Cup, if it's not the Dallas Stars, it's the Columbus Blue Jackets. Just the turmoil that they've gone through. Obviously, Johnny Gaudreau passing away the way that it happened. And, you know, great for the Boston crowd as well. They were chanting Johnny Hockey towards the end of the third period in that championship game between Canada and the United States. So it's fantastic to see. To see that. And again, just hoping Columbus does really well moving forward. I think that's going to do it here for me tonight. I appreciate everyone who was following live with me here this evening. There's even more of you who are listening afterwards. If you liked anything that you heard on the stream or in this episode tonight, please consider clicking like and subscribe. If you're watching on YouTube or if you're listening on the audio side, please leave us that 5-star review. If you would like to join our membership level club, that's the Who Cares Club. For $5 a month, you get all of these exclusive perks. Don't worry, for those of you that don't want to join the club, it's perfectly fine. This is not going to be like anything paywall-wise. There's not going to be anything behind the paywall. Everything is basically going to continue to be free. There's going to be extra perks for these guys that join the Who Cares Club, which, by the way, thank you to Brandon Perkins for most recently being our latest member to join the Who Cares Club. As the names of the Who Cares Club kind of scroll across the bottom of the screen there. And as always, we appreciate our sponsor, DraftKings Sportsbook. That promo code, once again, is THPN, and they've been our sponsor for a very long time. Alongside nobody else here tonight, my name is Ryan Chambers. We'll catch you guys on the flip side. Hope you guys have a fantastic morning, afternoon, evening, whenever you guys are listening. And since Chris is not here to say it for me, I will say it. GG, boys. I'll see you guys tomorrow night when the Dallas Stars take on the New York Islanders. See you guys later.